Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford.
Let's get on with it. We've got an artist now. Another artist, not a cartoonist, but one of the greatest artists of our time. I mean, this is extraordinary. You are in the presence of very, very special people. And this is one of my favourite artists. She's a remarkable human being. She's now 80, but she's still at work at 6 a.m. in the morning, either in her studio or by the North Sea with her sketchbook. She draws, she paints, she sculpts, she creates remarkable work. One of my favourite pieces by her is the, well, it's called a statue. It isn't a statue, it's really a sculpture, a celebration of Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde, right in the centre of London, at the end of the Strand, opposite the Charing Cross station, is that extraordinary... it evokes Oscar Wilde quite brilliantly. It looks like him, but you can actually sit on him, which you might have found quite amusing. He's smoking, which I think several people here rather like. The cigarette used to be stolen, but perhaps we are moving into better age and the cigarette isn't being stolen any longer. It's still there. But the point is, she is an extraordinary artist. And every Thursday, she takes a class. She has people come, good people, not so good people, but she has about 15 people of all sorts, and one of them is a friend of ours, and who phones us, usually on a Friday, to say, oh, I'm alive again, thanks to Maggie. It's a wonderful thing to do, to give your time when you are a great artist, and you think, actually, I could be earning a lot more money, I could be spending today making a painting, but no, or making a sculpture, or following another commission. She's still at the height of her powers, still painting, still sculpting, still drawing, but also still finding time for other people. She has a way of understanding other people. She is a remarkable human being as well. She looks like an artist too, which is what we really like. We like people to deliver what they offer. If you want to see a 2026 artist in full flight, please welcome our oldie finest artist. It's Maggie Hamlin. Sorry about that.
You've been talking to me, Charles, which is a great worry, because I read Private Eye, and he is known there as the Grim Reaper. And anyone that he chats to for any amount of time promptly dies. Anyway, I'm not going to, I don't intend dying. Oh, hello, Peter York. Hello. Yes, well, my history with the oldie is that I did an interview with my father when he retired from the bank at 60, and at the age of 65 he started to paint, and the oldie asked me to do an interview with him. And we got halfway through this interview and I thought I must ask him something very deep and profound about art. So I said, I looked him in the eye and I said, why do you paint, Father? And he said, because you can do it sitting down. Which of course was quite unanswerable and quite true. Now, the point is, we've all had a most delicious lunch and we like to feed our stomachs. But art is the food of the human spirit. That's what should never be forgotten. Art is the food of the human spirit. And now I will recall your late theatre critic, Paul Bailey, who telephoned me after the day that my sculpture for Mary Wollstonecraft was unveiled. And he always watched the Channel 4 news, and he rang me about 3 minutes past eight on that day and said, what? You have put the pussy among the pigeons this time. This time. Never mind sculpt, all the rest of it. Okay, so... oh, yes. I don't know if George Melly was ever one of your oldies, was he?
Sure, I don't know. He was, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'll just end with one of George's favourite jokes, if I may. Okay? It's, who wants to be a millionaire? and the bloke is up to 60 grand. And so Chris Tarrant is holding the cheque and saying, don't take this, you go on, the next one's really easy, don't go on. So the bloke says, all right, Chris, I'll go on. And up comes the next question, and it is, what is the colour of your wife's pubic hair? Is it A, blonde, B, mousy, C, ginger, or D, black? So the bloke sits there for quite a while, looking pretty perturbed. And finally he says, I'm sorry, Chris, we'll have to phone a friend on this.
You have been listening to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Oldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial. Thank you.